So, Livon-san, thank you so much for joining my podcast.
Thank you for inviting me.
Great. So, Livon, people don't know you very much, let's say. And if you somebody ask you, like, why are you learning Japanese? How are you gonna give your answer?
Oh, okay. So ever since I was a little girl, I've always been in love with the Japanese culture and the history and its beauty, and of course, anime. So ever since I was like around 6 years old, I always wanted to learn Japanese, and I always had a dream of like owning a house in Japan. And at the time, I thought I would be a Japanese learner in college or something like that. Or I thought I would major in anthropology and possibly move to Japan that way or do international business or something. I ended up going to university for cultural anthropology and focusing on Asian studies. And then I also did minor in the Japanese language as well. But like a whole bunch of different things happened in my life that deterred my plan. And also, even though I took Japanese class for 4 years when I was getting my bachelor's degree, I could never speak comfortably in Japanese. I was always too shy or afraid that I was making a mistake. And I don't know, it just was hard to click in that kind of environment. It was a very intense university class, but I still could not speak. But it was always on my mind that I wanted to live in Japan one day. And after I got my master's degree, I actually was able to move to Nagoya. And I lived there for 6 months. And
Really?
I worked as an
So
teacher, and I absolutely loved it, but I kind of felt very isolated because I couldn't really communicate well, and I was missing my family, and it was hard to make friends because I couldn't communicate well. So then I cut my trip short, and then I went back to the US, and then that's when I became a lawyer and stuff like that. But it was still on my mind that I wanted to learn Japanese and own that house one day. So
I didn't know. So overall, how many years you're thinking or like about Japan?
When I asked my mom, she said that I was always into anime and like the Japanese culture since I was like 5 or 6 years old. I tried to teach myself Japanese by myself when I was younger, and I just couldn't get it. But in university, I was studying traditional ways for 4 years and then went to Nagoya and I tried to study myself again for about a year. Didn't work. And so I want to say, possibly like before I started Japan Language Factory, I tried to teach myself around like 5 years.
Long journey. So, and what do you think? Like, maybe some people actually have learned Japanese a little bit or never really study. A lot of people, majority is just watching anime or YouTube. So, what do you think? Like, overall, like 5 years of experience before visiting Japan Language Factory, what was like a difficult part to make progress and, being able to speak Japanese?
I think the most biggest challenge was always feeling shy and insecure about speaking and knowing if I was speaking correctly or saying something the right way or like putting sentences together the correct way. And also, it was very overwhelming because throughout my entire life, when I shared my love for the Japanese culture and how I wanted to learn Japanese, a lot of people would tell me, like, oh, that's impossible. Like, you will never be able to speak Japanese. And nobody can ever learn Japanese if you weren't raised in Japan or you're not Japanese yourself. So it was very daunting. It was kind of like I was always scared to even take it on because I was like, oh, everybody keeps telling me it will never happen and I'll never be able to communicate or speak in Japanese. So why should I even try? And it's like, even though I have 4 degrees and I'm a serial learner and I consider myself an intelligent person, I still felt like it was a huge undertaking that I wouldn't be able to, you know, be able to speak fluently one day or even understand if somebody came to me and started speaking Japanese. So I think that was the hardest part, was like getting over that stigma about how hard learning Japanese is, and also the fear of speaking incorrectly or learning incorrectly.
Definitely. Yeah, you're a lawyer, you know, you're much more high education background, but language learning like Japanese is something else, right? Like people think, you know, Arabian or like Chinese or Japanese, like how are you going to really learn?
Yeah, exactly. And I did try the apps. I tried the books and the flashcards. And I even remember one time I had like a Japanese game, and I don't know, it just would not stick. It just was so hard to learn and be able to speak. And especially because I feel like Japanese people talk very fast.
And what do you think? Like last year, you just visit Japan Language Factory. There are, you know, like 100 of options to learn Japanese, you know, Duolingo, you know, ChatGPT, AI, or even the textbook. And there's so many choices. And why did you choose Japan Language Factory over the other language school?
Yeah. So I think I stumbled across like one of your ads on Instagram one time. And so I went on your profile, and then I loved how you had like a whole bunch of, I guess it was like this, podcast interviews of other people who did it as well, and them talking about their experience and stuff like that. And then I also saw snippets of like people who actually went through the program that, you know, had no experience whatsoever speaking Japanese, and they were like speaking really well. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, how did they do that? And I've been trying to learn for over 5 years now. And I also loved how in one of your ads, you talked about how the program wasn't about like textbook drills or traditional learning or like memorization. And when I was looking on your website and stuff, I saw how you guys like focus on the person and their lifestyle and their own individual goals and like personality. And you like focus on, you know, what's going on with that specific person and customize the program to that specific person, which I've never heard of that before. And I've never heard of like learning Japanese based upon specific situations that will be happening just to you. So I was all like, that's something new. I've never heard of that before. And then like another thing that I absolutely loved was the fact that all of the teachers spoke multiple languages. And so I was all like, oh, so they would understand the frustration of learning a new language. And possibly they may know like different types of advice or tips that they can teach me. And I don't know, I just felt like that was very unique in the program. So I thought, since a whole bunch of things was very unique and I haven't heard before, I thought that could possibly help me.
Amazing. And then what do you think? You joined this master course, and what surprised you most?
What really surprised me was how little time it took for me to make like a huge progress. Like, I didn't realize how much I actually knew until I started working with Shono Sensei, and how many words I already knew. And I was just so very surprised how quickly I became comfortable with speaking. And I was very surprised that after each class, I only needed about 20 minutes to do my homework or review each lesson. And each lesson was like super fun, and it's customized, and it's like tailored to me. So I actually look forward to each class, and I absolutely adore Shono Sensei. She's not just a coach. She really actually cares, and she's become a really good friend. Mm-hmm. And I just love how she genuinely cares about my progress and celebrates my wins. And she keeps me motivated when I do feel stuck or I feel like I haven't grown as quickly as I can. And then she like reminds me of like how I was when I first started. So I was really surprised at how much I loved the class and how quickly I progressed.
I'm really glad to hear. That's exactly what we want. And what do you think? Like, you already went to Japan during master course, and you come back, and you have another, you know, now it's level. And learning Japanese at Japan Language Factory changed your even goal or life or like perspective or even your business.
Yeah, so before I started Japan Language Factory, I was going through like a really rough time because I was like thinking about all my past goals and of course the goal of me learning Japanese and like owning a house in Japan one time. So I was dealing with a lot of anxiety and depression, and I didn't like how my life was looking, especially because I wasn't achieving the dreams that I once had for myself. But when I did start with Japan Language Factory, it became like this bright spot in my week and like a sacred hour for me. Just was just so much fun and made me feel like I was finally achieving my goals. Mm-hmm. So it really reconnected myself to my childhood, and it really made me feel like speaking Japanese fluently is completely possible, and also buying a home in Japan is completely possible. And like you were saying about how I went to Japan during level one, I was like so shocked because when I went to Japan, it was like my fourth time, and that was the first time ever I was able to order food at restaurants and Starbucks. And I was able to navigate the train and ask questions. I was able to check into my hotel and chat with like the shopkeepers and the taxi drivers. I was just like so super proud of myself. And
wow,
I was just so excited and happy. And I was just like so shocked that I was able to do all of those things so quickly. And I wasn't even done with level one yet. I was just like, I was so super excited and proud of myself.
Wow. I didn't know you did everything like these things in Japanese, you know. You actually said, you know, your sentences in Japanese. It's really, you know, happy, and you also surprised at how it works, right?
Yeah, yeah. I was super surprised. And like Shono Sensei, she prepared me. Like that's what I think was very exciting was like after I started level one and I was like, oh, I'm going to Japan. Like I made my reservations and stuff like that. So she was all like, okay, let's plan. Let's pretend like we're, you know, checking into the hotel. Let's pretend like you need a taxi. And like, and I didn't even think about, you know, doing those types of things because, you know, like in a traditional class, you learn every single thing, and you also start, you know, with little things that, you know, probably you will never use in real life. Yeah. So yeah, I was able to just speak and stuff. And a lot of people were surprised about how good my Japanese was. And I also remember we had like a photo shoot in Kyoto and I was able to dress in a traditional kimono, and I was able to explain to the hairstylist like exactly how I wanted my hair and whether my OB was tied too tight. So I felt so proud of myself.
Wow, that's amazing. That's an amazing experience. And, you know, here is like kind of language school. And the traditional idea of like language school or even the school in general is like you just follow the teacher and, you know, kind of like, oh, did you study? You test your skills and you got the grade. That's kind of common school, right? And a lot of people are actually kind of scared of even going to the school that makes you kind of give you the anxiety of like, can I follow this program? You know, the language Japanese is difficult. So like a lot of people worry about this. Like a lot of have fear, like I'm old or I'm working, I need to take care of children. And so what do you think, like, do you have like a message for the people who have a kind of worry about like following the program? Is it coaches are kind, or like what kind of coaches, you know, or what kind of school system? What do you think?
Okay, so yes, definitely the coaches are kind, very patient, very sweet. And like one thing that I do like is they gain rapport with you. They want to know about you and your life and your personality and like what you have going on. Like, I want to say, like, for a couple of minutes before every class, Shono Sensei, she like catches up with me and sees how my week was going and if I was busy at work or whatnot. So yes, they are very kind. They really care. And they're not just there to teach you Japanese, but they're there to actually help you and make you feel very comfortable with speaking the language and confident in speaking the language as well. As for like the amount of time that you would need to go through the program, like I mentioned before, I only needed 20 minutes after every lesson to study. And occasionally I would just like review right before my next lesson, which really shocked me because I remember when I was in university, I was like studying for hours. And like you mentioned before about when you're in a traditional class, you have to study for the test and stuff like that. I think that's also what makes this program amazing is like you don't have a test. You're just basically solely relying on yourself and your own progress. So it's like no pressure whatsoever. It's just based upon like you and your own desires and your own goals and stuff like that. So if you do have time and the money to invest in yourself, you should most definitely do it and join Japan Language Factory. It's one of the most fun and empowering and life-changing communities that I've been into when it comes to learning Japanese. So yeah, definitely do it.
Thank you. Cool. Limon-san, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I hope you have a wonderful day. Bye.
You too. Bye.